It might be trouble coming for Airbnb in Queenstown. The council votes today on new rules which would reduce the number of nights people can rent out their homes from 90 to 28. Airbnb don't like it, of course. The mayor says 14% of homes are listed on Airbnb compared with a national average of just over 1%.
If you're living in a residential area and you've effectively got a bus pulling up outside your house, disgorging six people at this house, five people at another house, effectively you've got a mobile hotel outside your property every night.
Well, Tourism Industry Aotearoa CEO Chris Roberts is with us. Chris, very good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
You broadly back the council, don't you?
Yes, I mean, they do have an issue in Queenstown in particular, and they need to do something about it. The issue, the big issue there, is a lack of accommodation for workers. Hundreds upon hundreds of houses that were available to the long-term rental market have disappeared in the last year or two and gone on Airbnb. And that's causing a real crisis in terms of people finding affordable places to live in Queenstown.
So a couple of things out of that. That 14% as opposed to the 1%. So you would argue that difference makes a tangible difference to workers and their ability to find a place to live.
Oh, there's story after story of just being virtually impossible to find a rental accommodation. And look, no one has any problem with Airbnb if you're letting out the spare room for the odd weekend during the year. But what's happened here is people have purchased houses in the suburbs of Queenstown with no intention of ever living there themselves, and they're running them full-time as a business, renting out to visitors. And as Jim Bolt says, there's essentially a mini hotel popping up in all these suburban streets.
Although the other thing that's come out of this, this was a problem well before Airbnb ever came along. I mean, I've been talking about, you know, a shortage of accommodation in Queenstown basically, as far as I know, forever.
Yes, and certainly it's not the only cause, but it's really accentuated in the last couple of years. And I know they have to take other measures. There are other moves afoot down in Queenstown to tackle the worker accommodation problem.
What happened, though, to a person's right? If I own a house, what happened to my right to do with it what I want?
Well, you can within some regulations from the local council. So if you're in the outer area of Queenstown, as I understand it, you'll still be able to go through Airbnb or any other service and offer your property for 28 days a year. Closer in, the higher density in the CBD area of Queenstown, you can go up to 90 days. Beyond those limitations, you have to get a resource consent and basically fess up that you're running a commercial accommodation business.
Okay. While I've got you here, you worried about the government's immigration cutbacks or potential immigration cutbacks in terms of workers for places like Queenstown?
Well, as anyone who's been to Queenstown for a visit will know that virtually every person you that serves you in a cafe, restaurant or hotel is someone from overseas. Queenstown's unemployment rate is virtually zero.
Yeah.
So there are no New Zealanders sitting around on their hands in Queenstown waiting for a job. They're all employed. And without those overseas workers, places like Queenstown would just come to a halt.
Exactly. I don't know why the government doesn't understand that. Now, also I've been reading about tourism. Ireland, 10 million tourists a year. They want more. They're smaller than us, geographically speaking, yet there are some here who are claiming we're at peak tourism. How come they can take 10, we take 3.5, and we think we're full?
Because we're busy in some places, we're certainly not full, and we do have infrastructure needs. Look, in comparison to places like Ireland, we're actually quite a large country in terms of area. We don't have that big a population, but we do need to invest in our infrastructure, and that's the sort of infrastructure that we as New Zealanders use and our visitors use when they're here. And we haven't done well in that area in for the last 40 or 50 years, so that's sort of coming home to roost now. So if we get our infrastructure sorted out, get the roads and the hotels and simple things like toilets and car parking sorted out, we can certainly have lots more visitors to this country.
Good to hear, Chris. Nice to catch up with you. Chris Roberts, who's the head of Tourism New Zealand in this particular country.